وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم و رحمت الله. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity, and one of the best ways to know about Islamic teachings about humanity is to study and analyze the life stories and biographies of the great personalities of Islam, those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet of Islam have introduced as role models for Muslims and for mankind. So on top of all, it is the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For those who want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best example is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also in the prophetic narrations and hadith of our Prophet, we come across individuals and personalities that our Prophet has introduced as role models for Muslims, and they are the great leaders of Islamic community from among the pure progeny of the Prophet. So a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories and biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny. So we have finished, alhamdulillah, 4 chapters of the book. We were in the 5th chapter, which is about Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. We were talking about introductory aspect in the words of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the historical and political context of the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, and that was about how Islam started as a movement and then developed into a state. This is a very important discussion, and as Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that we are not discussing now about the religious ideological aspect. This is a political historical analysis. You may have different ideologies, you may have different religious tendencies, but this in itself, from a different perspective, if a person wants to analyze the socio-political development and conditions of Arabian Peninsula at the time of the emergence of Islam, they can understand it in different ways. And this is one way that you can understand it, regardless of your ideological background. And this is to understand Islam as a movement. Islam started as a movement. It was a social, ideological, political movement, but in different phases. First, it was like spiritual, social also, yes. And then, but then in Medina, the political aspect, for example, it got into a full consolidation and manifestation. And then this movement developed gradually to become a state, okay? When, after the triumph of Mecca and when the Prophet established Islamic state in Arabian Peninsula, this state came to be visible and noticeable even more than it was in Medina. Now, what happens here is that this state, the true state of Islam, continues until the time that there are some challenges, okay? And alongside this line of development, you also have another line of development of opposition to this. From the start of the advent of Islam, you have the pagans of Mecca who were opposing this religion. And then again, even when they converted to Islam on the day of the triumph of Mecca, they did not convert like out of their own free will. They converted because of the fear that they have and because they did not have any other choice. That's why they were called at-tulaqa, okay? In contrast to al-muhajirun al-ansar. And these class of society, these people, they had a kind of different attitude toward Islam. We're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hossein, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about how different can a person understand the development, political, sociopolitical development of Islam. So we said one reading is that Islam started as a movement, and then it developed into a state. But alongside this development, this line of development, you have also a line of opposition, which was once in a form of paganism. And then those very people who opposed Islam, they did not have any other choice but to accept Islam on the day of the triumph of Mecca. And then they also had their own interests, and they wanted to secure and maximize their interests even during the reign of Islam, during the statehood of Islam after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi. So what happens is that according to the viewpoint and perspective of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei here, that after the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and during the time of Imam Hassan, especially with the peace treaty of Imam Hassan, true Islam makes some sort of retreat, okay? It takes some step back. The Islam that was a state again turns to a movement. And there is another reading of Islam that is the state that has an instrumentalized look and understanding of Islam. They only use Islam as an instrument for power. They do not adhere to Islam like the way that the Prophet adhered to the Islam. Okay, and this is clearly the case of Banu Umayyah. Banu Umayyah, they wanted Islam as an ideological ground for their reign and for the rulership, for the power, for the dominance. And this can be understood from different codes, from different historical indications. And one of them, like Ayatollah Khamenei narrates from history, that there was a circle of the elderly or the elite of Banu Umayyah, and Abu Sufyan said, "Talaqafuha talaqaf al-Qura." Now seize this power, now that it is with Osman, one of you, seize it and pass it over each other. Do not let it be passed to other tribes, okay? And other indications that are there, that it was the first time that caliphate turned into a dynasty, okay? And so at this point, as true Islam, which started as a movement and did not see Islam as an ideological ground for dominance, but it started from zero or even below zero and established a value system, established an ideology, established a theological school and everything. All of the things that are there in the school of the Prophet, completely opposite to like just dominance. In there, dominance is a ground for a spiritual movement, not the spiritual ideological base be a ground for dominance. You see, it's completely the opposite. At that point, when Islam take some step back and retreat because of a somehow triumph of that opposition line at the time of Muawiyah, then things get very complicated. And this is the grand theory, this is the grand picture that we must have in mind when we analyze the life stories of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, especially the peace treaty that he signed with Muawiyah and also Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So at that time, after the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see true Islam turning back and becoming a movement again and losing the status of being a state. And this is very important, because that state existing at the time of Muawiyah is not inherently originally Islam. It is something else, but in the clothes of Islam. Okay, we're going to see and continue this discussion, inshallah, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.